Leo Sayer. All right, 8:26, Ibis in the morning, WNBC CNN.
Take the next step up to hosting. For those who love the taste of a German beer, when the good times roll, be sure you're there. With Holsten beer, the hearty beer that's brewed so fine and rare.
Savor a Holsten long and slow. The flavor says guzzling verboten. One glass will tell you why this great German beer is the number one beer in Hamburg, where they've brewed great beer for over 800 years. The slower you drink it, the more you'll appreciate this vintage beer. When the good times roll, have a Holsten, slow and easy. It's guzzling verboten.
Take the next step up to Holsten.
Ask for Holsten, the vintage beer that says guzzling verboten. Imported by Leonard Kreusch of New Jersey.
I like this now, Dr. Hook.
She was only 16. Yes, she was too young to fall in love. And I was too young. I was much too young to know.
I met in the morning.
66, WNBC, New York.
57 degrees in Rockefeller Center. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News. Brookdale Hospital in Brooklyn may get back to normal later this morning. Striking nurses voted on the proposed contract settlement. The results of that balloting should be available within the half hour. If the contract has been accepted, the nurses will go back to work immediately. They walked off the job yesterday morning. There's a sick-out protest underway at Marlboro State Psychiatric Hospital in New Jersey. More than 600 hospital workers voted yesterday to stay away from their jobs to protest a proposed work schedule change. Some employees called in sick this morning. Con Edison concedes for the first time that human error played a major role in last month's blackout. Gil Gross has the story.
Yes, it was lightning, an act of God that started it all, but transcripts of conversations between the New York Power Pool and Con Ed Systems operators show it was very human inaction that caused the total blackout. From 8:56 to 9:21 p.m., the Power Pool repeatedly told Con Ed to shed load. The Con Ed operator said he was trying. In fact, he was not. What he was trying to do was transfer load to a dead line. A line he would have known was dead if a district operator had done his job and read the dials. Gil Gross, WNBC News.
Energy Secretary James Schlesinger is considering a prior approval method of licensing nuclear power plants to get rid of the present case-by-case system. The proposed legislation would allow advance designation of approved sites for power plants even before any specific proposals are made for their construction. Maybe more of a slowdown than usual in Manhattan criminal court today. Police officers waiting to testify in cases were ordered moved to a room in the old abandoned Tombs, the Manhattan House of Detention. Now, they don't like that arrangement at all. They're threatening a slowdown if they don't have a better place to wait. Police Commissioner Codd sympathizes with the officers, and a deputy commissioner was ordered to see what can be done to clear up the hassle. Nassau County's health commissioner says more than 50% of the water wells tested in Nassau County have been found to have traces of nitrate contamination. And Commissioner John Dowling says these include the drinking and the industrial water wells. Dowling says nitrate contamination is an old problem in Nassau County, but it appears to be getting worse. Nitrates coming from cesspools. WNBC News Time, 8:32.
Remember in the World War II movies? In order to trap a spy, they'd ask, who was Babe Ruth? Of course, the guy wouldn't know, and that would prove he wasn't an American. Well, that wouldn't work today. We'd bet there are lots of people in Tokyo or Rome who know who the third-string catcher for the Dodgers is. If these little trivialities of American life truly are known throughout the world, Pan Am can take a good deal of the credit. Pan Am brings the rest of the world closer to America, and America closer to the rest of the world. Pan Am goes to 92 cities in 61 countries on 6 continents. And when we help a business traveler make a meeting somewhere on the other side of the world, we wouldn't be surprised if the conference started out something like this.
How did the Mets make out last night?
Bombed by the Reds.
Pan Am has the only daily 747 SP nonstop to Copenhagen with a convenient evening departure. Pan Am also has daily service to Bergen, Oslo, and Stockholm. Call the travel agent for Pan Am for reservations to Scandinavia. Once again, Sam Hall, yeah?
Indeed, the Mets was bombed by the Reds. Cincinnati, 11-4 over the Mets last night. The Yankees now two games up in first place in the American League East. Yeah. They beat Minnesota 11-1 last night. Boston, whooped them 11-1. And Boston was dropping 2 to Texas. The Cosmos move into the finals of the North American Soccer League playoffs on Sunday. They won the semifinal round last night, beating Rochester 4-1. Bright sunshine, breezy, pleasant today, high in the upper 70s, clear and cool tonight, sunny and pleasant tomorrow in the 70s. Right now it's 57 degrees. I'm Sam Hall, WNBC News.
Oh, yeah, you got it, Sam. A lot of guys. Oh, yeah, you're so far in front of the rest of them, it's a shame. Too bad you don't look as good as you sound, you know what I'm saying?
I couldn't.
Eagle. I'm running down the road. My load, I've got 7 women on my mind.
Standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. That's right. We're going to Wicked Bird tonight. We're going to party, baby. 8:37, Ibis in the morning, 23 to 9 o'clock. WNBC in New York. Barbra Streisand. Till 9, I guess in the morning, WNBC Radio in New York. 57 and sunny, going to be bright sunshine today. Oh, it's going to be some one of them days you just make you nuts. You know what I'm talking about? You say, oh, am I glad I'm here. Be up around perhaps 80 degrees. Pollen count on Long Island, 5. In New York, 5. And in New Jersey, 7. Kentucky Fried Movie is totally out of control, and the critics agree it's a hit. Exclaimed the L.A. Herald Examiner, Judith Crist of the New York Post, calls it the first class comedy of recent years. The amazing the Post would use a word like class. And the New York Times says lots of people will like Kentucky Fried Movie. The L.A. Times says it's flawlessly performed, almost continuously funny. Bob Lape of Channel 7 says it'll leave you limp from laughing. That's right. Kentucky Fried Movie. Now playing at specially selected theaters. Starts tomorrow at a Blue Ribbon Theater near you. Check the newspaper.
Baby. I must each day that you live.
Get a together,
with
okay.
Things that we've designed.
We're doing our best, and we're meeting the test, cause we do it with you in mind. It's Archie knows, when a company cares, it shows, and shows in the way that you live every day, and it shows every day that you live. It's Archie knows, when a company cares, it shows.
Hitachi shows you it cares with a complete line of beautifully styled FM-AM radios that operate on household current or DC batteries. Many of these workhorse portables have public service bands for weather, police, and fire information. And all of them have the built-in quality that's synonymous with the name Hitachi.
Hitachi knows. When a company cares, it shows.
Hitachi FM-AM radios are available at Interstate Electronics and Hazlitt. That's right. Interstate Electronics and Hazlitt. 842, 18 till 9, Iverson aboard. WNBC in New York. The Hurrah Stylistics.
Your arms around me.
Put it all together.
Hi, Kevin. I'm so Kevin.
8:45, Iverson in the morning, 15 till 9 o'clock, WNBC in New York.
Sausage's the wine to get, imported just for the fun of it.
My favorite things, my part in the new movie, my new girlfriend, and this new wine. Not exactly in that order.
In the spirit of a new generation of Europeans comes a new generation of wine. Introducing Zazie.
You're holding my painting upside down. But don't feel bad. Have another glass of Zazie. In fact, maybe that painting looks better upside down.
Zazie, a different kind of wine.
You wouldn't.
Its lively, zesty flavor is like a breath of fresh air in the stuffy world of wine.
First, I enjoyed fast racing cars, and then fast horses. And now, finally, I found Zazie. Something I can enjoy slowly.
Zazie, the wine to get. Imported just for the fun of it.
White wine and natural flavors, imported by International Vintage Wine, San Francisco.
I'm a...
All right, baby. Well, that is that now.
It's the cream of old Cremona. It's the winner in Warren.
It's the bell of Barcelona.
And the flower of old Fez.
It's the pearl of Pango Pango.
The greatest in Great Neck.
The whole world loves world money. Bank America Traveler's Checks.
We call Bank America Traveler's Checks world money because they're accepted all over the world, everywhere from Missoula to Madagascar. And Bank America Traveler's Checks have a unique safety feature that makes them just about forge-proof. No wonder the whole world loves world money.
The whole world loves world money. Bank America Traveler's Checks.
I hate those scary intros. 847. Well, coming up on 848, 12 till 9 o'clock, WNBC Radio, New York. The Electric Light Orchestra.
Hello. Hello.
ELO, telephone line. My time is in the morning, it's 851, WNBC in New York. 57 degrees and sunny now. Oh, there'll be something today. Bright sunshine, breezy, pleasant.
Yeah.
High up in the upper 70s, clear, cool tonight, low in the mid-50s. Sunny and nice tomorrow, Friday, with a high in the 70s, and Saturday, it looks like it'll be fair and warm, and maybe not any rain till somewhere in your Sunday morning here. Again, on this Thursday, August 25, 1977, in Manhattan, 57 and clear.
It's a fun day. The people that come to the tennis tournament have a fun day.
Senator Ted Kennedy talks about the Robert F. Kennedy Pro Celebrity Tennis Tournament, where invited guests like Walter Cronkite, John Newcomb, Art Buchwald, and Pancho Gonzalez brush side by side with spectators.
People will get a chance to meet just about everybody that they want to meet out there. Most of all, I think they'll have a good time.
Join the fun Saturday, August 27th, Forest Hills Stadium, the Robert F. Kennedy Pro Celebrity Tennis Tournament. Tickets available through Ticketron.
I must. Got a story to tell you. It's short and sweet. By three Chevy Lanzas, New Song Street. Coupes are moving all dazzling class. Plenty of action, plenty of sass. It's a monster. 2+2, running swift and low. Getting kind of famous for his get up and go. It's a monster. Here comes Spider out of the night. Calm down, honey. It ain't gonna bite. It's a
three kind of Monzas from Chevrolet.
7 till 9, 5 in the morning. WNBC Radio, New York.
Boca de his. And us two. As two, you baby.
Una promesa, eres tú, eres tú.
In the morning.
66, WNBC, New York.
60 degrees and sunny in Rockefeller Center. This is Charles McCord with WNBC News. There appears to be no single overriding issue on the minds of Democratic voters this election year, according to another joint survey of voter attitudes by the New York Times and WCBS Television. But the poll did find the people think they know where the city's troubles were born, in the welfare system. 31% of those interviewed blamed the fiscal mess directly on the burdens of welfare here, and 20% pinned the blame on the fiscal policies of the Lindsay administration, during which it might be pointed out Mayor Beam served as city controller. The lack of any single overriding issue to galvanize the voters seems to support the campaign strategies of most candidates who've been relying on projecting an overall image rather than spelling out positions on the issues. One issue, though, on the minds of voters, while perhaps not overwhelming, must be there, though, that of utility service in general and Con Ed specifically. For the first time since the big blackout of last month, Con Ed is conceding human error appears to have played a significant role in causing the power failure, citing a delay in reacting to advice from the state power pool to start shedding some electric load, a step that, had it been taken in time, might have prevented the total blackout of 10 million people. We should learn momentarily whether Brookdale Medical Center's nurses are going to call off their strike. They are voting right now on a new contract offer. Should know perhaps in just a couple of minutes. In New Jersey, a union representing 600 employees at the Marlborough Psychiatric Hospital is staging a sick-out. Here's spokesperson Kathy Arnone.
We're getting a large number of sick calls for people due in at the 7 o'clock shift. We don't have an exact number at this point. However, coverage on the wards remains near normal because of the fact that the shift that was on before the job action has remained there.
A pending change in employees' work schedules is causing the problem. New York City police threatening a court action slowdown, angry because policemen scheduled to testify in courts are being housed in the tombs while they wait to appear in court. PBA President Sam D'Amelio says it's an outrage, adding there will be a slowdown unless officers are moved back at once into the courthouse facility where they had been lodged while waiting to testify. WNBC News time, a minute and a half before 9.
1977 has been a big year for your Lincoln Mercury fine car dealer. He's selling more Lincoln Continentals and more Continental Mark 5s than ever before. Now he's getting ready for 78 with a Lincoln Mercury Success Clearance. He's offering the year's most tempting deals on some of the hottest selling 77s in Lincoln Mercury history. Success Clearance deals on luxurious Lincoln Continentals. Success Clearance deals on distinctive Continental Mark 5s. The kind of deals you've always dreamed of on cars you'd be proud to own. So why get an end-of-the-year deal on just any car when you can get a deal of a lifetime on a Success car when 77 clearance prices may never be as low? Talk to your Lincoln Mercury fine car dealer and get a Success Clearance deal on a Lincoln Continental or Mark 5 right now at the sign of success.
The Cosmos are headed for the Soccer Bowl, the championship game this Sunday, Portland, Oregon, having defeated Rochester last night, and Coach Eddie Fermonte lauded his team.
The most important thing I've stressed to the players all along is that I don't care who we play, as long as we're in the final and we're there competing against whoever's going to be there. It's not hard because these are a wonderful bunch of boys. They really are.
The Yankees, meantime, on a rampage. They've won 15 out of their last 17, tightened their hold on first place last night as they dumped the Twins 11-1. The Mets, another story. They were belted by Houston 11-4. A complete forecast follows world and national news on WNBC New York. It's 9 o'clock. NBC Radio News.
Good morning, I'm Mike Moss. Talks between the British government and air traffic control assistants who are threatening to strike tonight have broken down, and a walkout appears inevitable. Nigel Foulkes, the chairman of Britain's Civil Aviation Authority, says an effort will be made to keep some of the airline service flying.
I think there's going to be a service, but there's no doubt about it. It's going to be a very restricted one. And this, as you know, is traditionally the busiest week in the whole air transport year, last week in August. And I have no reason to offer any particularly optimistic forecast. The fact is the strike is going to create acute discomfort for the best part of a million passengers, I suppose, who will be going through the airports of Britain.
Foulkes says a walkout of the air traffic control assistants to back their demands for higher wages will hurt everyone. It will start affecting passengers on flights from U.S. cities to London late this afternoon. More news after this.
Bring out the dips for all your friends and neighbors. Kraft has the dips in a party full of flavors. Cause America spells cheese. K-R-A-F-T. Glorious cheese. Glorious cheese. Have some Glorious Cheese.
I used to worry that my party dips wouldn't quite make it, and the expense, wow. But now I've discovered Kraft Sour Cream Dips. They taste as good or better than dips I can make myself. And what I'd have to spend for what goes into these Kraft flavors. Bacon and horseradish, blue cheese, clam, French onion, garlic, and green goddess. Now I get them in attractive reclosable aluminum tubs with the rich, creamy Kraft Sour Cream Dips.
Have some cheese each day for a sunny disposition. When you have a cheese, just make up what you're missing. And America spells cheese. K-R-A-F-T.
Secretary of State Vance is winding up his four-day visit to China with talks that seem to indicate his mission has been at least moderately successful. Vance met this morning with Hua Guofeng, the Chinese premier and Communist Party chairman. The Soviet Union has some harsh things to say today about the Chinese. NBC News reporter David Satter has more on the story in Moscow.
The Soviet theoretical journal Communist accused the new Chinese leadership of trying to continue Maoism without Mao. The journal said that the new Chinese leaders are actually going even farther than Mao did in casting off their revolutionary camouflage and trying to strike a deal with Western imperialism. The journal Communist accused the Chinese of doing everything possible to incite the United States against the Soviet Union and to bring about a deterioration in U.S.-Soviet relations. David Satter, Moscow.
President Carter and Budget Director Burt Lance meet at the White House for lunch today. It's expected to be more than a routine discussion of budget and economic matters, since it's their first talk since Mr. Carter said the controller of the currency's report cleared Mr. Lance of any wrongdoing in his private financial affairs. Former Congressional Secretary Susie Park Thompson will answer questions today about the alleged South Korean efforts to buy influence on Capitol Hill. Thompson once was secretary to House Speaker Carl Albert. Coal miners in West Virginia appear to be returning to work in increasing numbers. Some violence has been reported among the returnees and pickets trying to keep them out of the mines. You're listening to NBC News.
Look at this pen I'm holding. It's so out of sight, you can see it on radio. It's the Ball Pen Tell. You can see at a glance the Ball Pen Tell is different. Look at the way it looks. The Ball Pen Tell has a different barrel, different cap, different color. Watch the way it writes. The Ball Pen Tell writes different too. Smooth, easy, natural. Look for the green pen that's different. The Ball Pen Tell. It's so out of sight, you can see it on radio. From Pen Tell.
Weather sunny, breezy, pleasant today, the high in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight, the low reaching the middle 50s. Sunny and pleasant Friday, the high in the mid 70s.
Can't we be more specific, Charles?
Repeating the present temperature, Don. Well, I suppose the range would be from 73 degrees to 78 degrees. Repeating the present temperature, though, it is now 60. I'm Charles McCord, WNBC News. Don?
So is it 60 and sunny, or what is it?
Yeah, 60 and sunny. Yeah. Lovely day.
Thank you very much. I've now made a final decision on the competence of you and Mr. Hall. And I've decided on Mr. Hall.
Gonna go with Hall.
I'm going with Hall.
All right. Street Top Dog.
Behind door number 3, Sam Hall.
Planet number 3.
Planet number 3, yes. 905 down New York, still a dance.
In the morning you go good.
Oh, Harry, I don't believe I've ever heard you segue that good, Hoss, I'll tell you. Oh, you're getting better every day. 908, Ibis in the morning, WNBC Radio, New York.